Experts not expecting any international food problems. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, those paying close attention to the world markets may be concerned about high food prices causing major political and economic problems this next year. But USDA grain analyst Jerry Norton says, thankfully, that shouldn't be the case.
We believe that most of the world's demand for food is going to be fairly adequately met over the next several months because the world wheat is still a fairly large crop. I think it's the fourth largest on record. So we're not looking at the kind of situation we were looking at in 2007-08 when we saw wheat prices spike to as much as $20.
Yet prices will be higher thanks to the lower corn yield. However, despite the 13% smaller corn crop expected in this country,
we are continuing to see record production outside the U.S. in terms of corn.
In addition, rice production is also expected to be close to a record high. So Norton says we should be able to avoid the food riots and major problems that occurred back in 2008 and 2009. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.